Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Hello, I'm Shanti, this is Chandru. Welcome to the program Seeing Into Being. So nice to have you with us today. Hope everything is okay. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. It's nice to be here with you.
So welcome. We're going to be almost at the door of the Golden Age, which is a very beautiful idea that we first want to see the future. And it's very nice that we can hear from you because I know you have rich experiences and you had a long Brahmin life filled with so many experiences. And we'd love to hear, to start with, we'd love to hear from your own personal experiences. If you could remember almost in your early days when you came into in Gyan, what was your experience? What was your first experiences of Golden Age? And how did you receive this knowledge about the new world? How did you see it? How did you feel it? What did it ring for you, this kind of idea of a Golden Age?
Thank you. It's a good question. Many years ago, more than 50 years ago, I took my lessons in our 7 days course, we hear about soul, then Supreme Soul, Shiva Baba, and then a cycle lesson comes. That's where the concept of Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age come, Iron Age, Confluence Age. And then you hear about Golden Age. What is Golden Age like? What is Silver Age? What is Copper Iron? The nature of the time. And so in that time, I was, just starting teenage, and visualizing the vision of Golden Age, that in like a drama way, the more exciting thing for me was destruction about the stars falling down, the bombs and things and river flooding and all that was happening and the war and all that. And so that there was something, it's like a drama in a movie kind of thing. And then Golden Age, and Golden Age is also like that the Radhe and Krishna playing and a flute and dancing, gopis and wearing all this golden crown and jewelry. Then golden palaces, big throne, fountains, the peacock dancing, and so that kind of very, very dramatic vision that I see and make myself happy about it, that we're going to go that, we're going to live in a golden palace studded with diamonds and jewels. And gradually, as I understood what is Golden Age, what really mean it by Golden Age, and what does Baba telling us, how, you know. So, but in the beginning, it was like very exciting thing. And we used to wear time to time in Madhuban, the dress, the crown, and a sing and a dance, gopis, ras garba, and all that. So it was very entertaining thing. There is no seriousness about Golden Age and how the world.
Did you have any vision as well, or did you go into trance, or
Not go in a trance, but I had an experience of being outer body. I was very, very detached from the body. And it is like you are beyond this world. you eat, it's fine. You don't eat, and that lasted for 3 days. You eat or you did not eat or you laugh or you sleep, you don't sleep, somebody insults you, doesn't matter, it doesn't affect you. So it's kind of beyond this angelic kind of experience that you just feel very light and very easy, and you're just going about in a Madhuban like a floating. So that kind of practical experience I had, because of that experience of deep meditation we had. And then after that, I transformed into that experience, which never happened after that, that many years.
Baba used to say that sometimes in the beginning, many were just going to trance with the word Om, you know, when they were chanting the Om, and his sisters went to trance for many days, and they were experiencing golden age, and they saw Krishna, that the Guza went into trance and was sharing about even the language of golden age. Was it very, very specific for you in the beginning, the details of golden age, like the language, the eyes, the crowns? I don't know. I hope there was no price tag on the crown and you couldn't see the price tag on the dress. But was there any specific details that you remember that really give you some kind of exciting experience?
It wasn't like that. It was like it shows the beauty of it, but you don't notice that you are wearing this. But the beauty of yourself, beauty of others, you don't see any ugliness or anything worldly at all. The people were beyond this Lokik Kali Yugi kind of people. So it was very, very sweet, another world kind of experience. So, but not in a particular way that I see their eyes or notice their eyes, but it's something about it, it's natural, very natural that you see and you feel about your own self. And then I saw it in everyone else too. And you don't notice who they are actually, where they're coming from, or they are Gujarati, or they are, you know, some other part of India, something like that.
How did this experience evolve over the years? Because I know we all have been a little bit impressed in our early days with the pictures of Golden Age, with the physical aspect also of Golden Age, and the description that Baba keeps making of it. You know, you will get mango juice straight from the trees, and, you know, lion will be drinking with the lamb. How did it move in your experience from something maybe more physical towards something a little bit more, I don't know, soul conscious, I would say, or value based or relationship based? How did it evolve for you in your Brahmin life?
As I grew in my spiritual journey along with Baba's service, especially came out of India and the Western world, I started to really think what Golden Age is all about. What is gold means? And the shine, the strongness, the molding nature. So I went into that Golden Age and the peace, love, happiness. You don't see any negativity. You don't see, that's a golden age around. If you see God in everyone, then it's a golden age around you. And if you create that atmosphere, that's a golden age around you. Even you eating simple food, you remember that Baba gave you the shubhiras, the nectar. Or you eating mango direct from the tree and enjoying that. Your medicine even coming from subtle region and you accepting. So more than for me seeing or vision, it's a feeling. It's a feeling of golden age because the things going on in the world right now and the violence and killing and all that, environment and everything extreme everywhere. But in that, I try to create. And so the golden age around me and within me, what vision I saw, what feeling I had, what the experience that I create in my daily life that way. And I don't want any ugliness. I don't want any dirty things. Even physically, I don't like anything untidy or not precise or not beautiful in even worldly sense. So that is the sanskaras that you develop, and that's what I practice that way. If his things are out of order, means your thoughts are out of order. And if your mind is not gold, means you're not thinking very enlightening, very shiny, very bright, then you are not in a golden age. So if I want to have my golden age, this is what I do. That's my practical practice. Otherwise, jnana-wise, yes, we are creating. If you touch one soul, and that attitude, his attitude, his thoughts shifting a little bit, that's adding to my credit in a golden age. We used to hear, more service you do, more subject you create. And so if you teach some more students or give message, they become your subject. But that is not really the point, that if you give more message, that becomes your subject and you become bigger and bigger king or emperor that way by creating your subject. My belief, my understanding change over the years. That's not what you create the subject. Subject happens automatically. Subject happens that we become bigger king by your own inner strength, and it falls. Everything falls automatically. Your living situation, even now and then, your palace, your cleanliness, your beauty, your fountains, your birds, your singing, it falls right there. So It combines the physical and your spiritual practice. Does that make sense? Yeah.
And you're talking about how your belief or your understanding is changing over the years. And I think this is a big thing for many of us, because we know that in the beginning of the Yajna, there was a certain understanding. That understanding changed over the years about the nature of God, about the identity of God, etc. And about Golden Age, we also all became very excited with a very, kind of, I would say, naive or very fantasia experience of Golden Age. And now we're all moving towards what you were sharing, getting ready to go into the Golden Age by practicing certain sanskaras, certain attitudes. So what do you feel is the pull for you to make specific effort to move towards Golden Age? Is there sometimes a thought in your mind as to, well, I have to be ready for Golden Age? Or are you more preparing yourself to go back home? What specific thoughts do you have in mind to take you to that Golden Age?
I really do not make effort to go to Paramdham. But I really making effort to go to Golden Age, changing the time. I prepare myself for coming time, so I fit in. Because it's very, like, you get a culture shock if you are not ready. Like, you must remember, and when Westerners go first to India, there's a big culture shock. And same thing, Golden Age is totally Golden Age and culture. And if I am not prepared, the baby will be born, will be in a big shock. like Sri Krishna was born in a prison, and then through the water, he was the rising water in the river, he was carried away. And so it's a big shock. And then the devils and, you know, everybody harassed him, and there are lots of big stories about Sri Krishna. So I think, what is that? Because I grew up with those stories. And so what is that? How it is the rising water and in a prison, and how I can come out? Who will carry me into that situation that I am floating, I am not? And the story says about Krishna that a river wanted to touch Krishna's feet. So, because he was a baby, and then Krishna realized that this is why water was rising, and so he pulled out his from his father's basket above his head and touched the water. So then water subsided and went down, and they crossed the river. So what is all this? That's something that you fulfill, something duties you fulfill. Your devotees from Copper Age, you fulfill their wishes and their desire, and then you cross your river. You cross other side, there's a love he was waiting, the mother was waiting. The Gokul kind of environment where people are very innocent, very pure, very naive, friendly. People were waiting. So if I create that inside me, that how I fulfill my responsibility. Often Dadi Janki says, Dadi, why are you working so hard? She said, it's my duty. It's my responsibility. So until I fulfill my responsibility, I haven't done my job to give devotee their show, their fulfillment to God, from God, then I am not ready yet to finish. I cannot cross the river like that. So the two things. One thing, I prepare myself for purity, beauty, peace, cleanliness, and all that. And a second, fulfilling my duty to the world and changing that world, and then make myself prepared to overcome all the evil and devil and everything from within me. Because I cannot kill all the devils in the world, but I can kill within myself. So it feels good. It feels that, yes, it's very comfortable. It's very nice. It's like a smooth. It's like a petal of the lotus or a rose, you know, like that. It's a very beautiful feeling that way. And the more you do, the other day we had a program that the deacon of one of the main church here came, and he's a big person in the city, and he said that, I couldn't believe, now I'm ready to change the world. This atmosphere and this meditation that he got, even though they are always in a public service, but they said, this gave me power that I can change the world now in that way. So it is something, the atmosphere that we create. And not we are doing golden age, but I am being in a golden age. And people get it automatically.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And you're talking about preparing yourself with the purity, the cleanliness, and the atmosphere, also the way that you see it coming. But what about the status? You know, Baba keeps saying that you should make effort to claim a high status. Is it something that really resonates with you and that you have churned about, and that you are prepared to claim a high status? How do you connect with that?
I really not churn about it, but I have an understanding and experience throughout my BK life is that as much you earn your karma credit, you fall into that category, whatever you earn, whatever your service, whatever your inner spirituality, That what makes you to fall automatically. You do not work, especially I do not work for Maharaja or Emperor or something like that. But you, if you are worthy, then you fall into that, you fit there. And drama, you can say, situation, automatically you happen to be in that seat. So of course you try your best. When we were very young, we used to hear, okay, if you try for golden age number one, you might be number eight or first in a silver age like that. So never think I am silver age soul. Think always I am a golden age soul. And if happen to be not making number one king or emperor, that's okay. But that's then. Now I have to make top class effort. Like in a school, you make effort. And to get a first class or first grade or number one in your school, but not necessarily you always get that. You get maybe sometimes one number, sometimes two, but you don't try for two. Then if you try for two or three, you can never get number one. So this is how the status goes. And so if I become worthy, then I will be chosen automatically. I don't know how they choose in a golden age, or it's by birth, or you take a birth with emperor, or with a golden age king, or it chosen, or, you know, you happen to be taking that. Like in Gyan right now, in a centers, in a service-wise, you don't become in charge. You become, you do keep doing service, whatever service Baba gives, you do, and then you get more and more responsibility, and you become center responsible, then you have more center responsibility, then you open more center, then you become, you know, bigger and bigger responsible. You don't open or create more service to become big Maharati, but you, by making effort, you become big Maharati. Does that make sense? Yeah?
Yeah, it does. My last question to you, dear Sister Chandra, is what's your favorite value connected to Golden Age? When you think of the new world, when you think of the world Baba brought on the palm of his hand, what is the value that you think is attracting you the most in that new world?
For personally, purity attracts me, beauty, and not seeing any negativity in others, that attracts me. You become naive, you become pure in that.
That would be easy in Golden Age, because there would not be any negativity in anyone, so it would be easy not to see that defect, right?
But here, if you develop that nature, you fall into Golden Age.
We have to develop it now, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have it now, you won't have there.
That's
for sure. If I don't am pure enough, then I can't go to Golden Age. I have to become. It's not that when I am in Golden Age, I will be pure, nice, beautiful, positive. No, I have to. My soul has to become now. So like you asked before, how are we preparing for Golden Age? So this is, be prepared to inculcate Golden Age nature, spirituality, the love, purity, naiveness, above body consciousness, you know, all that.
Wonderful. So can you take us into a few minutes of contemplation around that idea, that experiencing now the feelings, the sanskaras, the nature of our Golden Age stage? Can you share with us a few thoughts in a kind of a meditation form or contemplation form about this? Just for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so we'll hear from you.
Yeah. Shanti, let us create the thoughts, the chain of thoughts that going into transition from this world, not Kali Yuga, not confluence age, but into next age, golden age, that we think of, we visualize, we work for. I, the soul, am in a golden age. I am pure being, perfect being. I am smiling. I am rejoicing. It's not relevant, it's a natural that I am in a very beautiful, pure environment with the beautiful birds, the mountains, the trees, rivers flowing, the singing. I hear the sound of flute. My feet starts moving. I can dance around the flowers and the fountains. There are many beautiful people dressed in a very shiny clothes and ornaments. Very beautiful being, a pure being. There is a love for each other. I experienced that. None of the ugliness of the world, of now, there, I am ignorant about the previous life. It's a total calmness, total purity. And a joy. I see the 36 varieties of meal, bhojan, comes. I'm enjoying that variety of food bowl, experiencing the sweetness, the natural taste of fruits and juices and the grains. It never had such taste before, called the shubhi ras, the nectar that nourishes the body, that creates inner and outer beauty and a purity, total health, complete health and happiness. Wealth is there, of course, but the growing up, meeting the friends, going to school, creating arts, music, learning, at the same time enjoying each moment of life. I am in a golden age. I'm enjoying Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Om Shanti, Chandraban, thank you so much.